Welcome to Believers Academy. We're so glad you are joining us in this series. Jesus wants to teach you to pray. You are studying Lesson 5, Win Over Doubt and Worry. To get the most out of this lesson, you can download the accompanying materials and use them for further study. At any time, you can pause to look up scriptures, make notes, and rewind to catch up.
Hello, partners. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believers Academy Prayer Series. There's no time or distance where the Word of God is concerned. There's no time or distance in the realm of the Spirit. That means that the Word preached, as long as it's the Word of God, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 100 years ago, it's as relevant today as it was then. Amen. So, let's get to it.
We thank you for this broadcast today. In Jesus' name, amen. We closed yesterday. We're talking about the prayer of committal. We're talking about committing things to God, particularly in our thought life and in our actions, in order to walk in the peace of God in the middle of the storm, in order to walk in the things of God and keep the door of faith open. I like the way Brother Hagin says it. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Don't turn the switch of faith off just because of what you see or what you feel. I like what Smith Wigglesworth said, and I've said it for the last 20 years or better. I'm not moved by what I see, and I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe, and I believe the Word of the living God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5 says, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. He will put you over. He will see to it that you come out the head and not the tail if you'll clothe yourself in humility. Oh, Brother Copeland, that's what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm just so undeserving. I'm just so no good. I'm just a little worm in the dust of life. Well, the bugs are going to get you too, brother. Somebody liable to take you catfishing if you ain't nothing but a worm. The devil put you on his hook. No, that ain't even what he's talking about. That's not humility at all. In fact, if you want to know what it is, it's Bible ignorance. You know, I'm just, that old boy's so humble, you know, he don't even drive a car. Forget that. I'm not going to take time to get off into that. That's not humility. That's the world's idea of humility. Bible humility is right here. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care, all your worries, concerns, all your the solicitude in your life, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober about it. Be vigilant to do it, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. How? Casting all your care over on God. Don't try to shoulder the burden. Don't try to carry the care. I mean, that's pride. Standing up there saying, well, I guess, you know, I don't bother God with the little things. Well, ain't you something? I mean, cast all your care over him, on Him, for He cares for you. Now, yesterday, when we were talking about this, I was talking about that little meeting I got into back there years ago down in South Texas, Man, I'm telling you, when I say little, I'm talking about little. There wasn't anybody coming. I didn't know what I was going to do. I mean, the first day, there, you know, we had two women in the morning service, and we had a handful in service that night. I mean, the first offering was $4.25, and I'm walking the floor. I'm in my little room. In fact, I stayed in the pastor's home, and I'm walking the floor. What am I going to do? I mean, I can't afford to take out newspaper ads. What if I did? Run a full-page ad on every page of the paper wouldn't do any good. I mean, ain't nobody in town knows who I am and couldn't care less. I mean, what am I going to do? And I kept hearing this come up in my spirit, 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Well, you know, I ain't got time to read that. Dear God, I got to worry. I got to do something here. And And I kept, every time I'd slow down a little bit, I'd hear that. And so I got over on my knees. And I said, Lord, show me here what I must do. And boy, it came up strong again, 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. I said, well, I better check this out. Went over and got my Bible and read it. And then I remembered what Brother Hagin had preached about it and how he described casting the whole of his care over on God and then not touching it with his thought life anymore. Now, you remember 2 Corinthians 10, 5 said casting down imaginations. But then Philippians 4 says to fix our mind on what things are good, true, honest, good report, lovely. If there be any praise, think on these things. So it says cast one thought out and fix your thinking on this other. Now, the way to do that is by literally, physically, mentally, and spiritually casting the whole of your care over on God. And I did that. I said, this meeting is my care, Father. And I cast the whole of it over on you. I'm not going to touch it with my thought life anymore. I'm standing before you in the name of Jesus, and I covenant with you that I'm not going to touch it in my thought life anymore. Satan, I resist you in the name of Jesus. You don't bring this thing up to me anymore. Now, I went ahead, went over there the next morning, and I told the Lord, I said, if it's not but just those two old ladies that's over here yesterday morning in that morning meeting, I'll tell you right now, they're going to be the preached up as two women in this state, because it don't make any difference to me. I'm going to preach the same way, whether there's one or a thousand, because I don't have a care. I'm just doing what God called me to do. I'm just doing what He said for me to do. I don't have a care. And Brother Hagin said his wife one night, he just refused to worry. He refused to care. He said, I'm not going to do it. I've rolled the care of it over on God. It's His problem now. I don't have a care. She said, you wouldn't worry about it if me and both kids fell dead tonight. He said, what would you be used to worrying about it then? In other words, what good would it do to worry about it? Worry ain't going to raise you from the dead. Now, boy, that is an outstanding example of walking in this kind of Bible humility. I've rolled all that care over on God. Now, we have a promise from God that becomes effective here. This is what's so important. When you do that, let me go back over here to Philippians 4 once again, because the promise is in here, in this verse, be careful for nothing. Roll all your care over on God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Instead of worry, praise. And, now see, this is a promise connected to you do this, and this will happen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. So that promise is involved. And I'm telling you, the devil come right back at me and said, they ain't going to do anything. What do you mean? Yeah, what are you going to do? There ain't nobody going to come to those meetings. There ain't nobody knows you. And besides that, you preach all that faith stuff and everything, and you're going to fail. You ain't going to be able to pay your bills. What are you going to do then, big mouth? You've gone around telling everybody, you know, have faith and word works and God's word too. I said, don't talk to me about it. Mr. Devil, I told you earlier, I told you last night in that room at 2 o'clock in the morning, I told you last night, I don't have that care. I don't touch that in my thought life. That's not my thought. That's what Kelly told me one time when she was about 3 years old. I took her by the hand and took her in there and I said, now, you see that closet, young lady? I told you to clean that up. You get in there and get that mess picked up. And she's standing there and she looked up at me and she said, that's not my thought. And I thought, you know, if I can't make her think about that, how can I ever get her to do anything about it? And the Lord began to deal with me. He said, that's what I've been trying to tell you. If the devil can't make you think about it and worry about it, how can he ever get you to get over into unbelief about it? I thought, dear God, I'm going to tell him that. And I just told the devil, I said, that's not my thought. I don't touch that thought. No, I rolled the care of this meeting over on God. I was in a meeting one time where the place where, that I had rented to have the meeting, they'd rented it to me and then decided they didn't want me in there. And they had a contract with me and they're trying to run me off. So every night when we'd show up, they'd have the meeting in a different place on the property. And so one and the people couldn't find the meeting. And I rolled a care of it over on God. And I'm just preaching like I was at Carnegie Hall or somewhere, you know, man, 8 or 9 people in there. And this particular night, there were 17 people. And so they had said, and when I showed up, they said, well, now you're not having, we're having something else in this hall tonight. You're having your meeting over here. And so they took me over to where my meeting was. And I got in there. And I'm in this, I thought, you know, this looks strange, like a living room in somebody's house. Come find out it was. And here I am in this room, and here are these 17 people that come to my big worldwide earth-shaking meeting. And you know, they're all 17 of them sitting there. And so, boy, the devil said, look, they, you know, you should even have a meeting. You ain't got 17 people. Now, hang on to that thought, because this is going to come up important in a minute. And I said, ain't my care, devil. I learned to roll my cares over on the devil from then on before I ever went to the meeting, before I ever got there, before I did anything. Just roll the care of it over on God and let him do it and just tell the devil I've rolled the care over on God, Mr. Devil. I ain't gonna touch that in my thought life. If you wanna talk to somebody about this meeting, go talk to God. It's his care, not mine. And so I opened the meeting with prayer. And I'm standing here. It's a nice little room. It's big enough for us, you know. And all of a sudden, the door opened over here about 10 feet away. And here came a guy out the door. I realized then that that's a kitchen back in there. Here comes a guy out the door with this big tray full of Jell-O salads. I'm preaching. I'm standing just like I'm doing now. I mean, I'm standing there preaching the Word of God to all 17,000 of these people. Whether it's 17 or 17, that don't make me any difference. I'm preaching the same way because I rolled a care of it over on God. He told me to be there. I'm here. Here came this guy with this tray full of Jell-O. He walks between the people and me. Looked at me, looked at them, and went out the door. I didn't even recognize that he was there. I almost didn't see him. It didn't bother me. I'd already rolled my care over on the Lord. Never missed a lick. Just kept on preaching. Just kept on with the Word of God. Kept right on going. About 10 minutes later, he come back through and went back in the kitchen. I'm still just preaching, man, just going. And you know how I am. I can't be still. And I'm walking around up there preaching. All of a sudden, the door opened again. Here come a guy with two great big things in his hand. He walked right through it. I never saw him. And the people, you know, they don't know what's happening here. And he walked on out. I preached for about an hour and 45 minutes that night. Praise God, never missed. I mean, there was just a trail of people coming back and forth between me and the people. And it just didn't bother me a lick. Prayed for the people when I got through. Had a great time. And we just rejoiced. Had a couple of miracles. Had somebody saved. 2 or 3 people baptized in the Holy Ghost. Had a great time. People just coming back and forth. Just making a trail through my meeting. There's a fella came up to me after that meeting was over with. He said, Brother Copeland and I, he said, you don't know me. But he said, I'll tell you what, I have sat here tonight and witnessed the beatenest thing I have ever seen in my life. He said, you preached like you was at Madison Square Garden. And he said, it's just a trail of people coming back and forth, back and forth. He said, I don't know how in the world you did it. I said, well, I don't know what you're talking about, brother. I said, it don't make any difference to me. I said, I preach the Word. That's what I came to do. I said, I didn't come to watch those people. I don't care what happens. I said, blow the roof off. It wouldn't affect me because I've rolled all my care over on the Lord. I mean, they brought a whole pile full of bills to Smith Wigglesworth one day and said, what you going to do about these bills? He said, what is this? They said, that's the bills on this meeting. He turned around and threw them right straight up. Just slung bills on all over everywhere. Now you have to understand, he wasn't being a smart aleck to them. He's protecting his faith by protecting his thought life. He said, go talk to me about these bills. Talk to God about them. I rolled a care over on them. Now, don't go acting that way just to be smart aleck to the people you owe money to. unless you have honestly rolled all the care of it over on God, because you must be a testimony in this, because within just a few hours, all the money was there and all those bills were paid because he had actually rolled the care of it over on God. Amen. So this man, you know, I told you the devil told me wasn't anybody there. Oh, yes, there was, because this man became a very important influence in my life, in this ministry. This man taught me and showed me how, in so many different ways, to record our messages with quality and not just old scratchy old junk. He just so many things that this man taught me. I later on had a meeting in his home, and I'll tell you right now, it wasn't no little rinky-dink like this either. But I tell you, it was a powerful, powerful thing. And he bought and lives in a home that at one time was one the most famous movie star in the world owned that home. And now that home belongs to one of God's children, praise the Lord. And he turned it into a place of preaching faith. And we had one of the most powerful three-week meetings in his home you ever saw. And the reason why is because of what he saw in that meeting there that day. Amen. So don't tell me wasn't anybody there. That was a huge meeting because it affected this ministry and is still affecting it today. Hallelujah. So you roll all the care, not just part of it, all the care over on God. Roll it over on Him and be sober about it. Be vigilant. In other words, be diligent about it. Now let's go back over and read why He says to be diligent about it. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It did not say, because your adversary, the roaring lion, walketh about. No, it says the devil as a roaring lion. He's an imitator. He's not a roaring lion. He's just a noisemaker. The Bible said, Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Hey, hallelujah. Roar back. Roar back. Don't pay no attention to him. Just tell him, no, Mr. Devil, I've rolled all that care over on God. I rolled the care of raising my children over on God when they were just little ones, because I was having difficulty. We were traveling and I would not let loose of my children. I am not going to turn loose of them. They're going with me. I'm going to teach them myself if I have to. I don't know how I was going to do it because, you know, I didn't have much education of my own self, man. How am I going to do this? But I prayed and rolled the care of it over on God, and He provided one miracle right after another for my children. And there were times when it was just all your mind is just all you could do. If you just relax for a second, your old mind would just scatter like a covey of quail, just run wild with doubt and unbelief where your children are concerned. And little John, one night we were in a meeting up in West Texas, and went in there to get him one morning, and his little body was bright red and his skin looked like crepe paper, and just the light just would just tear him apart. There's so much pain. He's just a little fella, you know, just a little bitty boy. And I'd pray, and it'd start getting better, and then there it'd be back again. And I'd say, what is happening here? And I got upset and concerned about it. And boy, I want you to know the Lord got a hold of me, and He said, you better roll the care of that over on me. And I said, well, what's my problem here? He said, you keep going back and checking on him. You pray and then go look. You pray and then go see. You pray and then go feel. You pray and then go ask. Oh, dear God, Jesus, I said, forgive me. I know better than that. I know how to roll the care, my cares over on you. And I went in there and laid hands on John. And I've said, in the name of Jesus, as a minister of the gospel, I minister to this boy. And Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I said, now Jesus, here are the hands and there's the sick. I lay my hands on him. And now I roll all the care of the recovery on you, because that's what you said. And I count this boy as well and healed. And so I went on to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night. And just as I woke up, the thought hit my head. I mean, it hit me just like somebody just hollered it at me and said, you better go check on John. He may have kicked his cover off. Boy, I swung out my feet. I said, whoa, here, wait a minute. I said, Mr. Devil, I rolled all that care of that boy over on God, and as far as I'm concerned, he's healed. And I'm not going to get up in the middle of the night and go look and see. This is not the prayer of look and see. This is the prayer of faith. You understand that, devil? Somebody said, well, look, you ever hear such a thing? A man that won't even go check on his own son. Well, which is more responsible? Go in there and check on him myself and play God, or stand by the Word of God in faith? Now, if there had been something wrong, God would have dealt with me, and that thought wouldn't have come in here in that agitating kind of thing. It would have come up on the inside of me where the Lord would have said something to me on the inside and told me to go in there. I would have gone. Now, this is important, you see. I've rolled a care over on Him. I'm going to be sober about it. I'm vigilant about it. I said, no, Mr. Devil, I ain't going to check on him. Nope. And I got out of bed and went into the other room in there, and to keep from waking Gloria and them up, took my Bible, and on the way in there, I said, Mr. Devil, I'm going to tell you something. I said, I'm suggesting to you right now that you get on out of this apartment, you get on out the door, because I'm going to take this Bible right here, and I'm going to cut you up every way but Sunday. This thing is the Word, the sword of the Spirit, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and I hit you with it in the name of Jesus. My son is healed and well. I didn't even wait to see if he's going to leave. I just tore into him. I mean, I come at him every way. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you're not a roaring lion, and I'm not a whom that you can devour. You ain't devouring me. You understand that? You're not devouring my son with sickness and disease. You understand that? I have rolled the care of that over on God, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I hit him with the 91st Psalm. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I hit him with the 23rd Psalm. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I hit him with the 6th chapter of Ephesians. And I did that, and then I said, now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm just going to do some praise in here. And I praised God for about another 45 minutes. Went on in there and went back to bed and slept like a baby. Got up the next morning, and I thought, well, maybe go check on Jesus. I'm not going in there in the name of Jesus. Went on in, got myself ready to have my morning service. And John got up and came in there. And I turned, wouldn't even look at him. No, I'm not going to look and see. And I'm protecting my faith. I went on to the service. After the service that morning, I was talking to somebody about what I'd preached there in that meeting that morning, and I felt this tug on my breast. He said, Daddy, I said, don't bother me right now, son. I felt this tug on my, and said, Daddy, I said, son, boy, don't bother me right now. He said, Daddy, look at me, I'm healed. I turned around and looked at him, and I mean, he just as well from one end to the other. See, I left him in the hands of God. Now, you get a lot of criticism from people off that, but they didn't have, where's the critics now? There wasn't a thing in the world wrong with him, and I just grabbed him up, and we just praised and rejoiced. What am I doing? I'm protecting my mind and protecting my spirit, like we read from Proverbs yesterday. Protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the forces of life. Father, we praise you and thank you that we can roll all of our care over on you. I roll all of the care of the finances of this ministry. I roll all of the care of the anointing of God that it takes to break the yoke in the lives of people. I roll all the care of my family. I roll all the care of my life over on you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for accepting all of these things. And I'll walk in your peace, and I'll walk in your life. Praise.
Whoa, now wait a minute. You ain't done yet. There's more in this series, so don't miss out. And don't try to jump around. Yeah, but I want... No. Just watch each and every lesson and learn and pray and pray and learn. And then learn and pray and learn and remember... Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for studying with us today. Please join us for the next series.